The Red River Farm Network Parade of Champions, celebrating 4-H and FFA across this region. This effort is sponsored in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services, the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and NDFB. We're joined by Pete Wang from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Pete, let's start off by learning a little bit more about your involvement in 4-H.
Well, this year, well, as it was last year, I wasn't here because I was away at training for both of my county's achievement days. And so what I did last year is I made absentee statics. That was the only thing I could do because I couldn't show animals. And I was looking forward to continuing some of that this year, and I've made all the projects. I did a lot of blacksmithing. I've done that for a few years, and I learned that through 4-H. And so I made a few projects with blacksmithing. And, well, now with no fair and all that, they won't be shown and everything. But I really miss the achievement days. And I know there's a lot of people, especially in Benson County and in Ramsey County, too. I knew just about everyone who showed. We were all pretty good friends. It was always fun to get together, and we had our animals there, and we'd go and we'd talk about our animals and things like that.
You're heading to West Point, I understand. Tell me about that.
Well, with West Point, actually, 4-H is one of the things I think that got me in. West Point, it's a four-year school, 47 months worth of time of a person's life spent there at the academy. And your first summer, you go through what's called cadet basic training, which has, of course, been shortened because of the pandemic and everything delayed, and everything's different now. But I leave for cadet basic training on the 8th, and we head out there, and we start that training. It's 4 weeks long. And just to get people used to the military way of life and just get them used to have a military bearing and things like that. And then in the fall, we start our school year.
So how do you think 4-H helped you along this path here, Pete?
Well, I remember I went to the congressional nomination interviews in October, and it was in front of a board, and there's three different boards for the three representatives of North Dakota. They were just so surprised at the fact that I was able to be involved with sports and extracurricular activities such as 4-H, an orchestra and things like that. And I was able to maintain my grades, yet participate in all these other clubs and activities. And they just couldn't believe how a kid like myself, I'd gone through basic training. I was a cellist. I was in 4-H. And through 4-H, I did a lot of blacksmithing. And that's one of the things I did a lot of was blacksmithing. And I talked about that a lot. And I told them all the things that I did through 4-H. And they were just so surprised at how a person like myself was able to do all that and be so busy at all this time, but still be able to do 4-H and be highly involved in 4-H.
Pete Wang from Devil's Lake. That is our Parade of Champions, a salute to our next generation, sponsored by the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, and the North Dakota Wheat Commission. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.